A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sandspence Radio, eat your entire advent calendar in one sitting.
So I'm going to keep this short and sweet because I'm watching Sleepless in Seattle and I don't want to miss a thing. But Plumbing the Death Star's sister show, D&D is for Nerds, is having a live show on the 28th of May at Next Level Gaming. Tickets are limited. We've only got 10 left, so get hurrying. Details are in the show notes below, so check them out. Book yourself a space. They're going fast. Also, Plumbing the Death Star has recently released a USB cassette tape which includes 135 episodes of Plumbing, 30 episodes of Movie Maintenance, and a never-before-seen Dinosaur Park role-playing adventure. Details for that are in the show notes as well as that. None of this would be at all possible without these fine patrons who donated like bloody guns, and I'm going to list them now real quick. Micah Watkinson, John Frankus, Morgan Burnside, Harry Harvey, Michael Jacobowski, Michael Rose, Jonto Stewart, Jack Dune, Thomas Lawson, Jack Burfield, Xander Bryce, Charlie Finn Balmer, Mike Rushby, Paul Walker, DJ Con, best DJ in the land, Sebastian Peters, Declan Edwards, Joel Brown, Sarah Lickens, and Lachlan Lachine? Gillanders. I'm going to say Lachine. The world is a furious mandrill, and you have the choice of either running from it all your life or turning around and punching it square in the nose. I recommend the latter. It sounds like Sleepless in Seattle is back on, and I want to see what happens to Tom Hanks. Enjoy the episode.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star. We ask the important questions like, are Muppets second-class citizens?
It's the Muppet Show!
So, this is a theory I've been sitting on for a while. And when I say theory, I mean thing I thought. So this all started when I was watching the Muppet movie, the first one that came out really recently with Jason Segel in it.
Yep, The Muppets. The 2011 film, The Muppets. How's that lung cancer going, Jackson? You should really get that treated. It's a shame that your ball cancer has spread.
It is spread a shame. To my lung, bypassing everything else on the lung.
It's contagious.
So in
I'm a coffee boy.
Jason yeah. Segel's The Muppets.
Steven Seagal's
The Muppet Movie.
The main character, whose name escapes me right now, is adopted by a human family, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's played by
Walter.
Marcus.
Walter.
Yes. Walter. Yes. He's adopted by a human family, right? And he lives in a neighborhood that is absolutely devoid of any other Muppets.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And clearly, from this, we can infer that Muppets are a race of people, because Jason Segel and, what was the guy's name?
Walter!
Walter. I want to say Marcus again. They sit down, and they watch the Muppet TV show together.
Yeah.
And Walter is like,
I want to be on that,
because those are my people. Yeah. Right? He looks around and he's like,
nah, this is the magic of the Muppets movie. He never says anything like that. He's like, I want to be on that. But he's never like, I want to be on that because they're also Muppets.
Clearly he wants to be on that.
No, the subtext is
between the goddamn lines.
Plus he looks at it. Imagine if he wasn't a Muppet and he imagined himself as Sheldon.
Yeah.
Which is the actor that plays him, fun fact.
Hooray.
Fuck that guy. No, because that's why it's so nice. Because like, Jason Segel, no one treats Walter like he is anything. The whole movie's just like, he might
then
as well.
Why do you never see Muppets in any job other than entertainer? Full stop. End of list.
You do.
Where?
There's a dog.
When Kermit, in the original Muppets movie, goes and tries to acquire all of the Muppets to start the Muppet Show, none of them are in, like, decent jobs.
One of them runs a mechanic. You'd be loaded. running a mechanic.
Isn't one of them like high up in like the government official?
Isn't Miss Piggy running an entire company?
That's
yes.
After the events. Yeah. I mean, in the. And, no, yeah, I'm talking the about the first yeah. Muppets the movie from the
eagle.
Fucking 80s, you hobo.
1978. Fuck whatever. You.
That's my fucking catchphrase. Shut up, you cunts. And hear this.
Shut the fuck up and listen, you dumb cunts.
In the very first Muppet movie, yeah. Everybody's living in squalor. It's only after the events of the Muppet movie that everybody has...
It's almost like they have a better resume now.
Exactly. But why?
A better resume, the same way that anyone gets a better job.
I'm not saying...
don't think that they're trash people, which you seem to be inferring. Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that because they got a like were on the Muppet Show, they were second class citizens. I'm saying they were second class citizens. The only place they could see as like a avenue for expressing themselves was through entertainment. Like a lot of people who were judged second class citizens historically, mm-hmm. and after that, people were like, "We've seen you on the TV.
You are actual human beings.
You are actual human beings. Let's give you a fucking job.
You've seen Hairspray.
Yeah,
that was the plot of
it's
Hairspray.
It's basically the plot of Hairspray. Plus." Little bonus point, fucking gentrified New York with goddamn Sesame Street. Get all the Muppets, shuffle them in one shithole. That's the Muppet neighborhood. But, there's like such a vast majority of Muppets there and no Muppets anywhere else in the city. Everybody's always like, holy shit,
that
Big
they
Bird
were
when he walks by.
Second, I want to say hand, but that's wrong.
Second hand Muppets.
Class citizens, and now they're not as
I would
much.
Say that the Muppets probably, like, is in the TV show mm-hmm. and the group, probably did a lot for Muppet rights. But yeah. I would say that probably there's still a lot of stigma around Muppets.
Wait, the movie also...
Jason Segel's parents, like, we adopted a Muppet.
Well, I'm sure that happened.
Oh.
I'm sure people were like, I mean, behind the scenes, not going to show it in the movie, but I'm sure people were like... You're adopting a Muppet, and they're like, Muppets are people too.
I think the worrying thing about this film and something that we probably need to touch on very early is the song Man or Muppet.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Am I a Muppet of a man or a very manly Muppet?
Yeah.
Because that mm-hmm. means that men and Muppets are different mm-hmm. things.
Well, there you go. But maybe, I mean, I'm obviously a Muppet because a Muppet can be a fucking chicken.
Yeah, true. Muppets can be literally fucking anything.
Like, if somebody's out there making the claim that Muppets and human beings are like the same thing, I'm like, no, but some are chickens.
And penguins.
Some are penguins.
Some are just an animal. Some is whatever the
some
fuck Gonzo
from,
is.
Oh, wait, Gonzo's from space.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's also a Muppet, so I don't know.
Yeah, but that's space what I mean. Muppet.
Figure that one out with your modern day science.
No, it means that in the. No, because they're trying to figure out where Gonzo's from. No. The rest of the Muppets aren't from space. That's the whole
so
plot
Gonzo
of the film.
Not a Muppet.
No, it means that Muppets are just an occurring thing. So, like, maybe Muppets are just born in from like. So, like, Walter could have had a human mother and just like been born a
popped
Muppet.
Popped out a Muppet and instead.
What if you popped out a chicken Muppet?
No, chicken.
Oh, Christ,
chicken.
Of course, you'd lay an egg.
Yeah, no, chickens would.
Come on,
chicken. No, because no, normal chickens would just lay eggs and they'd be like chicken Muppet chicken.
That actually explains Muppets like a whole bunch because you get humanoid Muppets and they clearly come from humans. You get chickenoid Muppets that come from chickens, and then the Gonzo
and
aliens,
like maybe like you know emus. They're like emu baby. A big bird.
What the fuck is that giant thing, though? I forget what its name is.
Sweetums?
Snuffleupagus?
Yes!
Sweetums.
The giant.
A Sasquatch.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, Sasquatch baby. There we go.
Sasquatch baby.
He's big.
He's a big fella. He's a large one. He runs everywhere.
So
he's good.
Let's look at the jobs in the original 1978 classic.
No, hang on. I was going to go on this thread.
Okay.
So it's similar like mutants.
Yeah, I was going to say, are they basically like a mutant?
How do we deal with mutant problems? Just kidding. Jackson, stay out of this.
So is this what Muppets are? They're just like a mutant version of whatever the thing is?
Yeah, I guess.
I suppose, but I think that falls apart at a certain point.
Where?
Because you get things that aren't anything, like Elmo. Or like...
You could just be like
a bear.
Bear?
Yeah, there you go.
I suppose.
Cookie Monster as well,
but
bear.
Then why do they communicate then?
I don't know.
They can communicate language.
Well, it
this
could just
another
be a
problem.
Weird... Unless it's like if an animal fucks this... Maybe Sweetums is the original Muppet. He's just going around fucking all these different animals and people. And then it gives giving birth
to... Do Muppets form relationships with like actual humans?
Well, there's Walter, obviously.
Yeah.
And Miss Piggy like, is always attracted like, to human beings. Mm. Miss Piggy's always fucking horn-dogging around. Yeah,
Miss Piggy wanted to fuck the drummer of Weezer.
Everyone does.
And an interesting
Pat
thing
looks
about
like a
Muppets,
turtle. No one wants to fuck Pat.
If we're assuming that Muppet, like a Muppet chicken, is in some way different to a Muppet human, why the fuck are Gonzo and that chicken fucking?
Gonzo is fucking that chicken.
Gonzo and that chicken
fucking
fuck
a chicken?
Hard. Yeah, Gonzo's wife's a chicken.
Gonzo's from space, though.
Yeah, so no, they right. can't be. They can't be. It can't be chicken, Muppet chicken. They got to be one species yeah. that has a thing. Yeah, no, unless Gonzo's fucking a chicken, and everyone's okay with this. And I'm not
unless
okay
Kermit
with this.
Comes in, he's like, "Oh, I suppose you're fucking a chicken, there, are you, Gonzo?"
And then, fucking
oh Jesus,
Miss Piggy comes in, he's like, "Hey," and yeah, just like exactly. karate chops a chicken in the head and neck.
So. I think we have to assume, unless Gonzo is a specific sex offender. Yeah. Also, Miss Piggy and Kermit. That's a frog and a pig.
That's true.
Come on now, guys.
They're clearly not a...
They're in yeah, love.
They're in love.
But there must be something. Because the way that... It would have to be like, at some point, someone has gassed the entire world. And instead of wiping out something, they've accidentally created a new gene.
What, that's a Muppet gene?
A Muppet gene.
I think there's probably more likely a Muppet Eve that's kind of sent the Muppet genetics throughout that are just making... Yeah. Chickens or what have you.
Mm.
But it still stands that the Muppets within society...
Unless all Muppets are human-based, and yeah, you can just accidentally give birth to a chicken Muppet. Like, as a human lady.
Yeah, could be. Well, I don't know if humans are necessarily giving birth to Muppets. I think Muppets are probably giving
no,
birth to
No, because I'm basing it... Because Walter is not treated any differently by anyone. Mm. No one is like, "Hey, you're a fucking Muppet!"
People They're make like, fun of him for liking the Muppet Show.
Yeah. Yeah, they make fun of him for liking the Muppet Show.
They never they make fun of Jason Segel for liking the Muppet Show. And Jason Segel's a human because they see him and they're like, of course
Jason
like
Segel. Let's stop this.
Jason
now.
Steven Segel.
I'm back on board now.
Nobody makes fun of Jason Segel for liking the Muppets.
They might. We just don't know.
But
never
then they
see
also
it.
Might make fun of Walter for being a Muppet.
Also, I guess. Yeah, and also, I guess they're not mocking him because he does. Maybe he acts like a human. He acts like a man because he was raised by men.
Plus, if you were raised in a neighborhood where one of the kids was just a Muppet, you'd be like, whatever, I'm used to that.
Mm.
But it's a big deal for Walter to go and see his heroes because they like him. You know what I mean? Like, where else does he ever see a Muppet in his day-to-day? Nowhere. And if Muppets were just like a regular part of society, then in all the dance numbers in their little town, you might see a Muppet Gringo, so, but you just don't. The only Muppet I can think of that's in a high position is in Muppets from Space. There's a Muppet bear that works for the government.
That's the best news.
What oh, yeah, that bear in a suit and glasses. Yeah.
He puts honey on the back of the bad guy. It's funny.
Muppet's a classic.
What up?
He works the CIA.
Yeah, but that's just because the CIA is evil in every kid's film.
No, but that's still a high
no,
position.
No, the eagle, not evil.
Oh, the eagle.
Oh, yeah, in Muppet's Most Wanted.
Yeah, the eagle
the
works
eagle
the CIA.
That has a giant badge.
Yes.
Well, there you go. Well, some have gotten into the government, I guess. Maybe to do with Muppet relations.
Maybe.
No, I reckon that...
He was sort of incompetent from memory.
He had a really big badge. That's pretty good.
So was the bear Muppet. Best. He was fairly incompetent, too.
But then maybe he put honey in a... Whatever.
He did some shit with honey. It was good. I was in space. Seek.
I appreciate it.
Muppet's Treasure Island also seek.
That's very
Muppet's
good.
Treasure Island is not canon. We have to discount that.
Why?
Because it takes place in pirate times.
That's fine. Time travel exists. that's a story for another
a Muppet
day.
Christmas Carol.
All right, so I guess...
What about the Muppet one where Scrubs are in it?
What?
Yeah, one of the Muppets movies has fucking... Zach Braff and all those other fucking lads in
really?
It.
Really? All of the cast of
Scrubs.
Which huh. one?
It's one of the later films.
Muppets obviously. Wizard of Oz? That was like the latest one before they did the two new movies.
Was the one with Tina Fey or is that the
That was the latest, that was latest, latest Muppets. Latest
one. No, it was like a mid 2000s one, like one of the director DVD ones. Because there was the Muppets episode of Scrubs, they did the other way around as well.
Oh, okay.
That's kinda cool.
It was like JD, Dr. Cox and
Turk?
It was either Turk or Elliot, or maybe it might have been both of them actually.
Yeah. Dang, well, good.
Because no one wanted.
What's this bringing back to? Why are you bringing this up?
It means the Scrubs takes place in the same universe as the Muppets,
and no Muppet doctors, because nobody gives Muppets an education. Because people look at a Muppet.
Wait,
and
Scrubs
like
is really grounded in reality.
I mean, you just jumped on that. It's beautiful. Yep.
I know what I'm doing.
Let's discount that. That's a dream time.
Okay.
But yeah, there is no Muppet
doctors. There are no Muppet doctors.
Yeah.
And what happens when a Muppet gets hurt? Does he go to a human doctor? Can he go to Beaker? Looked after a Muppet. Beaker is a scientist.
Yeah.
Beaker's a scientist who.
And he gets
Kermit
fucked
goes
on
to
by fucking.
Well, in Scrubs, Kermit goes to see fucking JD and shit, and they're like, "You've got a hand in you." And he's like, that's not good.
Yeah, well, yeah. There you go.
They just go to human doctors.
Well, does the human doctor sort out the hand? Obviously, he's never worked on a Muppet before if this is something he's bringing up. Every Muppet does, except for Big Bird, who has a man inside him. How funny is it to imagine like Muppet health class and they're like the human, the Muppet body, and they just like a fucking picture, it's just like a hand. People are like the fingers.
These the are the wrist. Phalanges. These are the metacarpals.
I was like, where does my food go? Out and onto the ground.
Or in Cookie Monster's case, just everywhere.
Everywhere. So
everywhere.
Sesame Street is an interesting thing to bring up because Sesame Street is clearly a place where all of the Muppets live with other Muppets. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Elmo, and there's like a very little human population there. It's mostly a Muppet population.
It's kind of a ghetto.
Yeah, it kind of is.
Oh, yeah. Oscar the Grouch is just the homeless worst.
You know what I mean? Like, it's this place where they're like, look, you Muppets do your weird Muppety shit.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it away from the rest of the city.
But I would say that the Sesame Street Muppets turn it, like, keep it at like a 4 out of 10 on the ridiculous scale, where Kermit and his mates are at like a constant 12.
But I think that's because they have the liberty to. Doing this, the Muppet show, they're like kind of can show off their Muppetiness. Kermit can be like, ah, and put his hands in the air because he's like, whatever, I'm a Muppet. I'm a Muppet and I'm proud.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Statler and Waldorf present something of a problem because they're Muppets that have clearly made a lot of money at some point in their lives.
Probably from getting a job because society has no problems hiring Muppets to do human work.
Slave owners.
I'm in!
Muppet slaves. If they were secondhand citizens, they were like, you know... Those
stop
like,
saying secondhand!
Damn it!
Second class.
Secondhand implies class. That at one point they were citizens, and then they were, like, pawned off again.
No, secondhand makes it sound like that they were citizens, then they were slaves, then they were sold to other slave owners.
Yeah, true. Second class citizens, because maybe they were previously slaves. That's where, Sattler and Waldorf made their money.
Potentially. Oh, at the very least, maybe selling out other Muppets, that kind of thing.
And like their very first like reality show was just them just filming Muppets doing ridiculous shit and selling
Muppet
it.
Shit and everybody loving it.
Yeah.
And
then, what if like, they play a role like Cranky Arrested, Kong?
I was going to say Arrested Development.
Do tell.
But anyway. Like, they were the original Muppets.
Okay.
What if they were the original Muppets when they were younger and they made their money entertaining? Same way that like Kermit and that are making their lifestyle.
That makes a lot of sense.
And then it's like, oh, Sattler and Waldorf made money. We can make money entertaining.
And they're like,
and also that's why they're sitting up in like the fucking thing, being like, haha, fuck these guys. We're the champs because they're like, hey, we're the originals.
Or they're fucking bankrolling the Muppet Show. So when Kermit's on stage and they're mocking them, shit, Kermit can do because they're the fucking money bags.
Yeah,
that's true. But why would they mock them if this?
Yeah, that's funny.
I mock my friends all the time.
They get a kick out of it. Whatever.
That's they get their jollies off.
Yeah, exactly. Good. More power to them.
Yeah, exactly. Kermit, you piece of shit.
We have fun. Also, all of the Muppets live in one big house.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do. In Muppets in Space. There's a whole fucking song and dance where all the Muppets from The Muppet Show live in the one house.
But they do that, yes.
In Muppets 2011 film, they don't. Kermit has a big mansion.
That's right.
Miss the dog lives in a house.
That is true.
Because it's like, hey, you didn't show my scene in the montage. It's like, hey, want to get the group back together? He's like, yep. What a great story. Fuck, that movie rules.
That's a good gag. I haven't seen the one after it.
Yeah, Muppets Most Wanted. Apparently,
fucking awful.
No, I don't think it's trash. I think it's just nowhere near as good. Okay. It's one of the problems where the 2011 one is like a 10 out of 10 and the next one's like a 7.
Yeah, cool.
And Ricky Gervais is in it and he's absolute human garbage.
He is. Ricky Gervais is the equivalent of a puddle.
He's the equivalent of farting in a bag and then bursting the bag.
He's
all right. Why? What has he done that's funny except The Office?
He makes me laugh.
He's like, hey, you're a cunt and I'm an atheist.
That's a pretty good fucking impression, to be honest. Ricky Gervais show's all right. Anyway.
Yeah.
You know.
Whatever. Hey, Ricky, you're listening? Abroad. Fuck you. Hey, Idiot Abroad's fine.
Huh?
Idiot Abroad is great.
Yeah, but he's not...
good. He created it.
Yeah.
Extras.
Yeah.
Extras is fine.
Life's Too Short. That's funny.
No.
What's that recently?
Oh, Life's Too Short. Oh, the Liam Neeson episode. Oh,
my but everyone, this God. Is the same problem with extras as well. Everyone just remembers like 3 good episodes and like, it's a great show.
No, I watched it all last night. It's fine.
All of Life's Too Short or all of either extras?
Last night or the night before. Yeah. All of Life's Too Short. Warwick Davis isn't funny, but everyone else is.
Suck it, Warwick. Fucking
fucking suck it, Warwick. Dickhead.
Nah. Ricky Gervais is trash. It's fine. No,
I like him.
I really like, yeah, like, no, fuck him. Anyway.
Ricky Gervais aside.
Yes.
Yeah, they all live in a big house. And what I wanted to do is I wanted to go through in the original Muppets film.
That's right, yep.
Where Kermit the Frog, he sings somewhere, Rainbow Connection.
Beautiful song. He's riding a bike, he sees legs the first time. Audience loses their minds.
Yeah, it's amazing. And then he goes and he collects the Muppets. So I want to go through, if we can remember, and I can remember a couple of them. I can remember enough. What the Muppets,
you're carrying the team here, mate. What the Muppets are doing as he collects them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So Animal and the Gang are a failing band performing in like a church.
Yep.
From memory.
And then recently becomes a successful band. He's working with Dave Grohl.
Animal's like, I'm not allowed to drum.
Exactly. So that's in the first one. So
and
he's...
Jack Black's like, don't drum. And everyone's like, Jack Black, retire.
Jack Black,
we're sick of you. Maybe that was just me.
I think it's the world. So that's fucking the, what are they called? Something Tooth? Whatever.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Teeth and Dr. the Teeth, Mayhem. Yes. The Electric Mayhem Band or something like that.
Fuck you, Howard, I'm dying. Yeah, right. Yep.
They are performing a shitty band, not doing well, because they clearly haven't been given the opportunities to do well. Their band is good. You find out later on when they like get together and perform, everybody loves them. Because
they have
like legitimacy being with the Muppet Show.
Okay.
But beforehand, everyone's like, why would I listen to a Muppet band?
Kind of like Kings of Leon. Like, they're not good.
All right.
They're not a good band. But then if you just like, everyone's just like, no, they're a good band. Everyone's like, no, they're a good band. But they're still not a good band.
But people quite like the fucking...
People quite like Kings of Leon.
Fair enough. What's the dog's name? Rufus?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm just letting that just pass on by. Like a fucking leaf down a river. Just let it go.
Okay, it's all right, sure.
What's the dog's name? Fucking Ralph.
Ralph, that's right.
He is in a dive bar playing piano. Mm. And his life is clearly pretty shit. Miss Piggy is at like a country fair. None of these Muppets for the Muppet Show are in any kind of position of authority. Or...
They all just sound like they're in the wrong location geographically.
Mm. What do you mean?
Because all of these are shitty places for anyone. Like, yeah.
But it's
I wouldn't be able to
Muppets.
Start this world-class podcast if I was living in the sticks by myself.
You might if you were living in, like, just performing piano in a dive bar.
I doubt it. No one's going to be like, hey, you, I want you on the podcast.
Well, that's because you were given the opportunity to go to university where things like this can happen. Yeah. Whereas the Muppets weren't afforded such an opportunity.
But I believe that it was, like, again, if I was living
in the
sticks...
Quote, I thought you were going to be like, I believe it was Walter Cronkite who said.
Like, I believe it was an amazing person once said, and just like say something, just quote himself.
Yeah, exactly.
I believe an amazing person once said, Kings of Leon, not a good band.
Yeah. Yes, dude.
They break up. On.
I don't know. I don't fucking know about Kings of goddamn Leon.
I don't even know what songs they bloody well sing.
Sex on Fire. It's trash.
Okay. None of that helps.
Use somebody.
What were you gonna say?
I can't remember. Wait,
I want to take you to a sex bar or some shit.
That's gay my bar. Favorite song. I'm going to take bar. You to no, a sex bar. That's sex electric gay bar.
I want to take you to a sex bar. What the fuck is land?
What is a sex
bar? No, gay. Did you say electric six?
Yeah, it's electric six.
Yeah, it's either them or Steel Panther.
No, it's not. I don't fucking know.
Steel Panther, they're a band.
Did you have a point?
Yeah, I did, but I forgot. Keep talking, I'll come back to it.
You waste.
I'm good. Rude. Oh, yeah, that's right. It's mostly because of where they are in their situations mm-hmm. rather than what they're doing. Because the band, like, if you can go into the fucking city right now.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you that we'd be able to find a band that rules, but they're not popular because they're just not given the opportunity. Where if I was like, hey, come play at fucking Big Day Out or Coachella, people would be like, yeah, they're sick. Because of course they are. Because they fucking got booked to play a giant thing. It's the same with the Muppets.
But why are they not, like, they're clearly, like, the people busking. Could be going out fucking, you know, performing in different places. They could be trying to get fucking signed. They're not.
No, I'm talking about bands playing like the venues, like sort of like dive bars or pubs in the city.
Yeah, I suppose. Maybe that explains the Electric Mayhem, but doesn't explain Rolf. Doesn't explain Miss Piggy. Doesn't explain.
Miss Piggy was
doing.
At a country fair.
She's at a country fair. I think she's pretty lonely. I think That's she's sad. Actually getting broken up with. She's getting divorced.
So she's.
She's married. Didn't mean anything.
No, but marriage is nothing, guys.
Marriage is a meaningless exercise.
Exactly. What is this fucking dust in the wind, boys?
Does anybody remember what Gonzo does? Look at that.
I don't know, Jack.
All right. So that's as best we can remember for the 1978 Muppets. But clearly, none of them are in great positions until Kermit comes along and he's like, we're going to the big city. And in fact, on his way to the big city, he bumps into fucking Big Bird.
Mm.
And Big Bird's like, I'm also going to try and make it big. Because I think that's the only fucking avenue Muppets have if they want to make something of themselves in this crazy world.
This is going to be entertaining. And that was like, that's their meaning of life.
Exactly. Because, again, historically, the lower class or the second class citizens... that's one of the very few avenues they have to make something of themselves.
Oh, yeah, but it'd be entertaining, and then you sort of like your Muppet rights are now in the public eye because, like, yes, we're entertaining. Oh, by the way, we need rights.
Exactly. Like, you love the Muppet Show. Hey, guess what? Maybe Muppets should get the vote.
We're humans too.
We're not quite humans, but we're living in the same planet, so cool about it.
I think we said this before, but Muppets is just Hairspray?
Yeah, Muppets is the plot of Hairspray.
Muppet, it's, yes. Correct.
Does that make the song Man or Muppet very offensive?
It just means that Walter is conflicted. Like, Walter sees this beautiful life that human beings have, and he's like, why can't I have that? Do I go with my people, where clearly we'll be downtrodden and second class, or do I stay with my brother, where I'll be living in a privileged society?
Yeah, like, and be considered a sellout.
Yeah, exactly.
Because he's just not, you know, doing his best for Muppet
bloody,
kind.
Bloody, Uncle Tom? I'm trying to think of something for it. Felt on the outside, meat on the inside. No. something like that.
Yeah, felt on the outside, meat on the inside.
Exactly.
That's what you are, Walter. That's great.
Fuck, I wish there was a thing that was like meat and felt. Like, you know, like people say Twinkie?
I wish
there was something like that for Muppets, but alas.
Felt-covered meatball. Yeah. What is that?
No such thing like that exists. When the Muppets break up, what does that mean?
Oh, you do something like a bear.
When the Muppets break up, they all go get jobs.
Huh?
They all go get jobs.
Yeah, but what jobs? So
relatively successful.
No, like, I agree, but like, let's go through it. Huh?
Working in the CIA. Fucking scientist.
Who's working in the CIA?
A fucking big fucking eagle.
Oh, yeah. He is.
Runs a mechanic. You've got someone.
Which one runs a mechanic?
It's not Gonzo, the bear. But
Fozzie.
Yeah, doesn't Fozzie? Or maybe it is Gonzo.
No, Gonzo runs a successful toilet business.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of when I'm thinking of mechanic. That's right, because he has a massive...
No, Fozzie is working for a Muppet, like the Muppets fucking tribute band, and it's real sad.
Yeah, that's right, that is
And he's
sad.
Performing for a group of human beings. What are they called? The Muppets.
And Dave Grohl's the drummer.
That is some rough shit. Being like, not only am I not performing with the people, I am performing...
Don't play in your own tribute band.
It's painful for old Fozzie there. I wish I could remember what Fozzie was
like
doing.
It's like Ringo Starr playing in a Beatles fucking tribute band. That's sad.
That's the state of Muppet society, though, guys. Whoa. I mean, actually, sounds like it's Fozzie's
fault.
It's
like if Billy Corgan fired every member of Smashing Pumpkins and then kept touring as the Smashing Pumpkins for 20 years.
Is that what happened?
Is this like the episode where Dusha just gets salty about bands?
It's like a side plot to the episode. Yeah, exactly. I'm just remembering a lot of things that have hurt me over the years.
It's the B plot to the Muppets episode. Joel Dusha gets salty about different bands. Miss Piggy is working for a fashion company in France, but again, in every scene, there aren't many Muppets in, like, in every scene that shows like a group.
Miss Piggy, she... pretty much
like a fashion?
She runs like it's the Devil Wears Prada, but she's the head of it. She's playing
exactly
Meryl Streep.
Yeah, that's a lady I was name I was thinking of. And Emily Blunt is playing the same role she played in both films.
Good.
Yeah. And playing a role in my heart as love of my life, because she is amazing.
She's an angel.
Too bad she's married.
It's real sad for like Kermit. And I would be so pissed off if I was him. That all these people, they came into the Muppet Show and that gave them their big break. And that's the reason they're successful now. But he's just like come back, and they're like, "No, like we got no respect for you anymore, Kermit." Kermit's like, "I've made you who you are today." Kermit,
when does that happen? No one ever fights him on it.
Yeah, Miss Piggy doesn't want to come.
Yeah, that's because she.
Gonzo's like, "I have run a business now until he does a silly stunt."
Oh, that's Gonzo. Miss Piggy's like, "You broke my heart," kind of thing.
Yeah,
no, that's fair, I guess.
Like, approach your ex-wife and be like, "Hey, come back on the show."
I can't. She lives in Oregon.
and it's not like, you know, let's become, like, try and rekindle. It's like, no, let's become entertainers again.
Mm. Yeah, I guess that's fair. That would be a shock.
And she also runs a very successful business.
Very successful.
Like, she's in the top floor of a big building.
Mm-hmm.
That's big.
That's pretty successful.
So do you reckon Muppets can vote?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I reckon they can.
Do you reckon one day we'll see a Muppet president?
Yes.
He's hoping.
I'm thinking.
No, I reckon they would, because it's
too hard.
What do you mean?
Getting a chicken, like a Muppet chicken? How are they going to vote?
No, I think that... Oh,
that's a good question.
Oh, now you're going to be like levels of Muppet?
Yeah, yep. Exactly. Yeah.
Because some chicken, like, because some Muppets can talk and others can't.
Yeah.
So that could be like different levels of sentience per Muppets.
No, but the chicken's just a sentient. She just doesn't talk. She talks in clucks. Her and Gonzo have long conversations.
Yeah.
That's like
presumably
Jake
why they're banging.
unicorn rainbow lady.
No, thing. She just speaks in a different
speaks
language.
Korean, Dusha.
It's not the same at all.
Clocks, a foreign language, all the same. Is it Korean? I thought she spoke Spanish.
No, it's not Korean. She is, her
lady
voice
Rainicorn.
Is.
Lady Rainicorn, that's right.
Is the same person who voices Bimo. Mm. Same lady, just speaking her native language. Pretty cool.
English.
Good one.
Would they vote? I don't think so, no.
I think they would definitely vote.
How do you also then, like, get...
how do you quantify?
How
like,
do you quantify?
I'm for Muppet rights.
Me too.
Do not get me wrong, but I just, there are some fucking little speed bumps.
I just don't think they have rights.
Hurdles.
They kind of, like, I just... maybe, I don't know if they can... Well, they can marry.
Yeah,
or
they can
marry. Or do they just say...
Well, here's a weird thing. Fucking Gonzo and his chicken wife,
yeah,
who I think name is Clarabelle, they're not married. Is that because they want to keep it like loose? They don't want to put a label on things?
Fast and loose.
Or is that because legally they can't get married in America? Two Muppets can... I mean, there's a double trouble of them being like, she's a chicken, Miss Piggy and Kermit have gotten married.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And also, wait, Gonzo's from space. He might be able to legally get married because he's from space.
Because he's an alien.
He only finds out he's from space in Muppets in Space. And weirdly about that, all of the aliens are also Muppets. So,
what? How did Muppets come to be? Are they just like some kind of media full of Muppet DNA?
Maybe. It's like the symbiote.
Wait, you reckon Muppets are like a symbiote? And then they're like a chicken and like turn it into felt?
I forgot how to say it. I was going to say symbolite, and I was like, that's not right.
It's like a symbiote.
Symbiote. Kumbaya.
Symbiote, my lord. Symbiote.
Do you think, and this is something that...
Symbiote. There you go.
Symbiote.
That's beautiful.
That sounds like a drink that would hurt you.
It sounds like a name for a sex candle.
It does. Now, on Sans Pants Radio, Symbiote, only $9.95.
Head to www.symbiote.com/SansPantsRadio to really spice up your sex life.
Have you been ever trying to sin in the dark? Well, do I have the solution for you? Sin by light.
Sandalwood. Rose.
Chuck a symbiote between your butt cheeks. You see in the dark forever.
But only kind of behind you. Leave a trail of wax for your partner to follow for a fun, sexy game.
Sin by light.
Sin by light. I always thought that maybe the Sesame Street Muppets had like a real grudge against the Muppet Show Muppets because these are the Muppet Show Muppets kind of selling out. And being like, look, we're entertaining like the human population, and the Sesame Street Muppets are like, what are you doing? Like, Muppet rights, yo.
Can they pay taxes though?
Maybe not.
And that's maybe is that why there's some of them? Like, you either see them being entertainers or being very highly successful. And so there might be a good tax break having your head of company a Muppet.
Being a Muppet, yeah. It's like, well, he's a Muppet. It's like, you know, we don't got to pay tax at all. Yeah. That's just not our fault. That's just the law.
That's just the law. What?
And they can also get a driver's license. Muppet Kermit drives a car. I'm just trying to think of all of like the official things that a Muppet can get by doing. Muppets can own property, which is good.
That is good.
Can Muppets... I think of Muppets running businesses. Yeah, I know that Figgy when... Does. There was that part of Sesame Street that...
And if they can work in the CIA and other government stuff, I mean, that's pretty good.
That's true, but I'm trying to think of, like, low-level stuff. I remember when there was, like, one season of Sesame Street where another street opened up to the side.
Mm.
And this one was, like, a little bit of a higher, fancier sort of level.
Hoity-toity.
They had a hotel, but that didn't last very long. It lasted one season before they shut it down. Are they just getting no business? Because people were like, I'm not staying in a Muppet neighborhood.
That's gross.
Yeah.
Maybe. So on the scale of real world, where are they at right now?
What do you mean? In terms, like, what's a parallel?
Yeah, are we talking gay rights, African-American? Are we talking, Native Australian? Like, where are we on the sort of rights...
I don't even know, really.
...spectrum here?
Because they are a people that clearly will appear within our media, and they will hold high-ranking jobs, but they are also a people that... struggle to find it, kind of have a voice clearly in our society. So
hairspray.
So
we're talking
just
African American in the hairspray times.
Yeah. That's basically Muppets now, and that's a fucking shame.
That is a shame. Well, hopefully they'll get to vote soon.
Yeah,
one can hope.
Vote on campaign 26, giving Muppets the vote. See, I'm a supporter. I'm a Muppet
supporter.
Ally.
I'm so strongly supporting that I'm like, I can't believe it's not already happening.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I feel like that they can vote. I feel like if they have the ability to go into a voting booth and be like, I vote, then yeah, sure. Like, if... Okay, if for some reason...
The thing is, remember, they're Americans. So it's a different system, right? We, in Australia, we have to vote.
Yeah, that's
Americans
true.
Americans don't... They have to register to vote. So maybe the Muppets are just fucking lazy as fuck.
They just don't.
There's no evidence to say that they don't vote.
That's true.
That's true. But there is evidence, I still argue, to say that they... If not now, in the progressive age of 2016, perhaps back in the day, the 70s, 80s, and early 90s, they were second-class citizens. Second-hand citizens.
Definitely, I would say they were second-class citizens at some point. And maybe there's still that sort of...
There's a stigma, probably.
There's that stigma surrounding the Muppets, and there's still that kind of, I guess, Muppet racism that still is prevalent in that society. Whereas, like, maybe you can't really hold a job. We don't really care about any jobs you might hold, but, hey, you can entertain us, and you have some token jobs of authority and power, like working in the CIA, like, you know, working on the, you know, the space bear dude. So, I guess they're a level of secondhand citizens.
Damn it!
Second class citizens.
How is this so hard to
say? I don't fucking know.
We are
struggling.
I am struggling.
We started Kings
so
of Leon cover band called Secondhand Citizens, and people were like, what's the joke? I'm like, listen to my podcast.
Listen to the
this
Muppets
next song's
episode.
Called Sex on Fire.
No, take me to a sex bar. So. I still think there are probably, you know, some places where it's like, we don't like your kind
around
here.
Yeah, we don't like
here.
Your kinds here, and the Muppets
those,
like, oh!
Those kinds being Muppets.
Run away.
Why do you hate us?
God, it's fun to do.
Muppets can be shot out of a cannon, and that's sick. Yeah. They're better than us.
Oh, man, they probably have, like, we don't like your kind around here, getting this cannon.
Oh.
She guns all out. Yeah.
That's the best.
That's a weird way to eject someone from a bar.
In the cannon.
And I suppose that's
Gun.
The problem, though, isn't it? Like, that's the problem of Muppets in society.
They can be shot out
well,
of a cannon.
Well, they can. You're like, I could pick you up and put you in a blender. Whatever. You're made of felt.
What if you saw Muppet chicken in the wild? You're a hunter. And you bow and arrow her.
I don't want to eat felt and tanned.
And eat her. Could you be charged for, like, murder?
Is that murder? Wow, that's
is
a
that
good
murder?
Question. Well, I'm assuming if we're assuming
all meat is murder, guys.
But well, yeah. But like, you know what I mean? Like, is that murder? Or is that manslaughter? Or is that just like whoopsie daisies? Because I feel like going to Gonzo. Whoopsie daisies is bad.
I feel like here's what happened: you shoot a chicken,
yeah,
and it's just not clear cut. So it's not like you're charged with manslaughter. It's not like you're charged with murder, but it goes to trial and it lasts a long time, and it becomes maybe even a political tool. But the Muppets
does.
Are like, look at what happens. This should have been cut and fucking paste, but instead it's become a big deal.
I think that hunting in the Muppet universe would be a completely different thing than it is in our universe for that exact
reason.
You
shooting a Snuffleupagus.
Same way that...
Like, the Lost Mammoth!
If someone was like, the Lost Mammoth and shot it, they would be put in jail regardless. Yes!
Why? There's no law against it.
Yeah, there is so many laws against it.
I love that fucking Snuffleupagus lives in New York.
Is there a law to say, like,
yes, that's a protected species?
Is it though?
There's no mammoths left. It's fine.
It's not a protected species. It's a Muppet.
No, if things are extinct,
it's not a mammoth. It's a Muppet.
No, but Jackson's saying your defense is because then it would be murder because you'd be like lost mammoth, and people are like you knew that was a Muppet.
We are in the middle of New York City in the Muppet neighborhood. You know, this is fucking Sesame Street.
You're going to jail, 25 to life.
All right, fair enough. What if you saw like some of like Snuffy's like tribe hanging out in wherever Snuffy's from? Forests,
I guess. The tundra.
Like, you can't. It wouldn't matter.
Last
because
no.
It doesn't matter.
Like last mammoths. Bang, 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 bang.
It wouldn't matter because if you think, because your defense would be like, I thought they were the last mammoths. They'd be like, that's also illegal.
I just want to taste. I just want to see what it tasted like.
You'd go into jail.
Yeah. Probs. Killing the Snuffleupagus, they're like, that's a man on Muppet murder. So
poaching mammoths.
Yeah, you're
poaching
out.
Poaching Muppets. But Muppet chicken.
I feel like, it's just going to
be,
clear cut. I think people are going to be like, well, he's a chicken. And then people are going to be like, look, and then you have to choose like...
Chickens are Muppets too.
Chickens are people too. Chickens are Muppets and Muppets are people.
Yeah.
That's the chant.
That's a good chant.
Chickens are Muppets and Muppets are people. Chickens are Muppets and Muppets are people.
You just fucked that up.
And on that note... I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've also been Joel.
Vote yes on Proposition 26 to give the Muppets the vote.
No, that's good. Muppets should vote.
Chickens and Muppets and Muppets and Muppets, guys. Chickens and Muppets and Muppets and Muppets.
Boy, chickens up.
Chickens are Muppets and Muppets are people.
God damn.
This topic was suggested to us by Aidan O'Grady.
Thanks, Aidan. You're a champ. And if you want to suggest a topic, just head over to Patreon, give us money, and we're legally obligated to do it. If you don't, you can just punch Jackson in the neck. I promise.
Whoa.
Okay, fine.
But yeah,
douche
no,
in the neck?
You can. No, it's fine.
Yeah, good.
Fuck Kings of Leon.
If you think this show is worth at least a dollar, why not donate to our Patreon account? Follow the...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Links on our website, sanspantsradio.com.